What do you call an old dilapidated house that spirits might live in?
Haunted.
Okay, good.
I don't think we've ever had any.
So it would be a haunted
house.
A child might be afraid to go past the cemetery at night because he might be afraid he'd see. What do you call something like a black cat that people say brings bad luck?
A bad omen, I reckon.
All right.
I'm not superstitious.
Well, now, what do people call a person who causes bad luck to happen?
I reckon that'd be a witch.
All right.
I haven't met any of them.
Well, you're very fortunate. What do you call a child whose mother and father are not married?
I'd call them illegitimate.
Okay. What do you call a place where a dead person is taken to be prepared for burial?
Funeral home.
And what do you call the box that a corpse is put into?
A casket.
What do you call the place where the dead are buried?
They used to call them coffins.
All right.
When my father had a store, he sold them, and they were really coffins then. They were not very fancy.
Uh-huh.
They were just really covered over boxes, practically. They were not anything to compare with caskets these days.
Uh-huh.
I think there's a decided difference, in my opinion, of what a coffin and a casket is.
So a casket is one of these fancy ones?
It's much prettier and much nicer and much better looking.
Mm-hmm.
The old coffins used to be shaped a little bit up here, and then they come out this way and tapered to nothing, about this wide at the feet.
Mm-hmm.
They were shaped more. They were not rectangular like the caskets these days.
Mm-hmm.
The outside was shaped, I mean. They were nearly all wood.
Well, that's very interesting that you made
a distinction
between them.
Among the caskets plenty of times. They were not very pretty things. And they had a whole lid that just screwed down on them. When you put them in there, you put them in, they did not open halfway at all.
Uh-huh.
Had screws up here that you go around and screw them in too when you, I don't know what you did to them in church. I don't think I ever went to a funeral.
Mm-hmm.
But they opened the body because when they put the person in it and screwed the top down, it wasn't in
that was it.
That was it. They took it in the church, but it was all screwed down, I reckon, because you didn't open the top. It wasn't in one piece. The top was just one piece, not two.
So that's very interesting. What do you call the place where the dead are buried?
I call it a cemetery. We usually have called them graveyards. So.
Okay. What do you call flowing water, something that's smaller than a river?
I call it a creek.
All right. And what's something smaller than a creek?
Branch.
All right. Is there anything that's smaller than a branch?
I don't think so. Not as far as we're concerned.
All right. What do you call flat, grassy country down around the seacoast?
Marsh.
Okay. What do you call a pair of straps that a man wears over his shoulders to keep his
spinach?
What do you call unthickened gravy that's made by adding water to the grease of fried lean meat, like maybe ham?
I just call it gravy, I reckon. And, the other would be thickened gravy if it, you know, was thicker.
All right. What do you call the liquid that's burned in lamps?
Remember, we used to call it kerosene. I mean, you still do if you got any.
What do you call a long-legged hog that has a thin body and a long snout?
Razorback.
What do you call an itching soreness between the toes?
I guess athlete's foot. I haven't had it. I've seen it, though.
What do people call homemade whiskey?
Moonshine, a bootleg, either one.
All right.
You got that in that county, too.
So I've heard.
I think most everybody has. I know y'all got that in Atlanta.
Yes.
Yeah, about it.
Nobody escapes. What do you call cheap whiskey?